And now, a bonus segment from the Big John and Ramblin' Ray Show.
Steve Dahl Show has your tickets to go see Lewis Black, who's very, very funny. Saturday, October 6th, Lewis has taken his act and his black ensemble, I mean that in a dress sort of way, to the Chicago Theater. Tickets on sale now, but you can win a pair every afternoon this week on the Steve Dahl Afternoon Show because, as he admitted, he's just too lazy to get up in the morning.
Every morning when I wake up early like that, like this morning, I think I woke up at about 4 a.m., between 4 and 4.30 to take a leak in Lena.
Mm-hmm.
I always think, man, I'm glad I'm not John and Ray.
You're right.
Or John Dempsey, or who's that fella that the producer?
Tony Lasano.
Tony, or is it Michael Garay who runs the board for them?
I think so.
Yeah, glad I'm not those dudes.
You'd be rambling into work then.
Man, no, thank you,
yeah. Brendan. What do you think about Lewis Black?
Oh man, you know. Hey, did you hear what else they said about the John and Ray show yesterday?
I didn't.
That the reason why this show is fun is because these two idiots have to drive in from a far distance, and they call each other and just get pissed off at each other, so they're ready to go when they jump on the air.
Brendan, have you ever heard the story when Lewis Black was prepared to host the correspondence dinner in D.C.?
No, man, I don't follow politics.
And he did worked up his whole routine, and he knew that George W. Bush would be sitting there. Watching him, and so he decided instead of making fun of the president, which has been somewhat uncomfortable for him.
I mostly
time to time,
just make Steve's lunch.
And anyway, so he decided to kind of make the focus of his routine a lot of nasty jokes about Dick Cheney. And then there was somebody who passed away, and no, I'm sorry, I got the story wrong.
Dumbass.
Because the president.
Think how.
Yeah, the president was going to be there. And he decided to make all his nastiest jokes about Dick Cheney. And then at the last minute, he got a phone call, said the president has to go to a funeral. Dick Cheney will be taking his place at the correspondence dinner. So he had to sit there and deliver all those nasty jokes with Dick Cheney just staring him down and making ready to sell at Gitmo.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's the kind of party you might limp away from.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday morning 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.